Good morning and welcome to Hotel City Express second quarter 2020 earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us today. For opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Hector Vasquez, Investor Relations Director from Hotel City Express. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Hotel City Express second quarter 2020 results were released yesterday after the market closed. They can be found on Hotel City Express Investor Relations website. We would like to remind you that during this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, our CEO, Mr. Paul Smith, our CFO, and Mr. Santiago Parra, our Corporate Finance Director. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Paul, who will present the company's financial results. We will then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss Hotel City Express second quarter results for 2020. We sincerely hope all of you are staying healthy and safe. To start my comments today, I would like to emphasize the results of our pandemic playbook's three-pronged approach. Focus on liquidity and cash preservation, stabilize the operation to the new economic reality, and adapt to the new normal customer expectation. On liquidity, we have been able to negotiate amendments to our debt covenants with our creditors, and in consequence, for the long-term debt, we have eliminated all potential covenant risks until the fourth quarter of 2021. Which shows the solid relationship that we have built over time with financial institutions, as well as the trust that they have in Hotel City Express. We closed the second quarter with a cash balance of 1.4 billion pesos, which we believe should be enough for us to pay all our obligations while the environment normalizes. Given that our debt maturities for the most part come due in 2023 and beyond. On cash preservation, our first goal was to continue operating even under the strictest sanitary conditions while following all rules and regulations imposed by local and federal authorities. We were the only major hotel chain to maintain operations, albeit reduced. We developed the required protocols that went above and beyond other players in the industry, allowing us to become the first hotel chain in Mexico and in the world to obtain the COVID clean certifications from Safe Hotels and gain an additional certificate of safe travels from the WTTC. As economic activity restarts, this puts us in a strong place to capture market share and start benefiting from our operating leverage. While this happens, we have also decreased our break-even occupancy by approximately 6 percentage points to a level close to 24% of occupancy. To achieve this, we reached a compensation agreement with all the staff, keeping flexibility to normalize compensation as operations resumes. Additionally, keeping flexibility to normalize compensation as operations resumes and up to 50% on other services suppliers and rent reduction on leased hotels. This has led us to reach near break-even occupancy in June with a RevPAR of 164 pesos. We are expecting to see improvements on cash generation from this point onwards as occupancy and additional hotel openings ramp up gradually. Moving on to our operations, we believe we have delivered a good quarter considering the environment we have been operating under. Occupancy and rates have behaved in line with our expectations, and financially we have exceeded our forecast through increased savings. We're seeing occupancy levels above the average local occupancy in many of our properties, and we believe this will continue to be the case going forward, even as our peers catch up. The average daily rate this quarter decreased 11.4% year-on-year. This decline can be explained by a larger participation of City Junior hotels in our mix, as these hotels supported essential sectors, as well as material rate discounts, which were offered to health workers to support several communities in their fight against COVID-19. In our City Express hotels, we have experienced less competitive pressures, both on price and competition for occupied room nights. As per our City Plus hotels and City Suites regain strength, we would expect the rate decrease to narrow over time. To date, 15 states in Mexico are in the orange phase of the epidemic light system. The manufacturing corridor, the energy corridor, and industries that are linked to the United States have been more active than other regions, which is unsurprising. We are expecting to see a slow but steady reopening of the economy as other sectors start to bounce back. Our guests are rightly expecting and requesting strict sanitation and biosafety rules. We are pleased with the effectiveness of the protocols that we have developed over the past months, which have been recognized both locally and internationally. We have also seen an interesting impact on the way our guests book the room. Direct channels are gaining strength as guests feel more at ease when they see our certifications without intermediaries, supported by a strong communication shift to digital and electronic channels. We are also seeing a preference for budget and economy hotels and domestic travel, mainly by car. Finally, the use of technology throughout the guest experience has become even more important than it was before, and we are well positioned for this. Today, we can offer our guests the possibility of not interacting directly with anyone throughout their entire stay, from check-in to check-out. This is both safer and lowers operating costs. The additional biosecurity measures do not represent a material increase in operating costs. Looking ahead, we are optimistic with the reactivation and eventual recovery of the hotel sector in this new reality. We believe interesting market share consolidation opportunities lie ahead for hotel chains, which are well-funded. In general, our guest job content generally do not allow for a home office model, since many of them need to supervise in-person manufacturing plants, commercial activities, or other operations. We therefore would expect to see occupancy bouncing back over the coming quarters. It is important to reinforce the message that for the time being, we will remain extremely cautious of growth capex until we strengthen our balance sheet and gain better visibility of the market. We will continue to work with our franchise and administration agreements for clear growth opportunities. We're also still very active looking for opportunities that make sense on the asset recycling front. While we are in no hurry to sell assets, since we believe we are well-funded, we see some interesting avenues ahead of us. For example, we recently signed an LOI in Colombia, which potentially could lead to something positive for our stakeholders. We will keep our eyes open for alternatives that allow us to strengthen our balance sheet further so we can capture opportunities that make sense in the future. Finally, as a testament of our commitment with best-in-class sustainability practices, I am pleased to report that yesterday we became the first company in LATAM to report under the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board system, thus reinforcing our sustainability strategy and enhancing our disclosure of the market regarding our environmental, social, and governance progress. Let me finish by saying that we are prepared to deliver for our stakeholders. Our focus and teamwork have put us in a very good position for the reopening phase of this crisis. As said before, we believe the worst is now behind us in the hotel industry in our markets, but remain confident that should progress stall, we will remain vigilant and ready to react. As usual, thanks for your trust and your support. Now, I would like to hand the call over to our CFO, Paul Smith, who will provide you with further details on our financial and operational performance. Paul, please proceed with your remarks.
Thank you, Luis. My remarks here are based on Hotel City Express second quarter financial results, which were prepared under IFRS. During the second quarter, our portfolio decreased by two hotels, closing at 152 properties in total, as we permanently closed the City Express Poza Rica Hotel and the expiration of the City Express Tepatitlan Hotel Administration and Franchise contract. This is flat against last year's comparable quarter. Of the 152 hotels in operation at the end of the quarter, 122 were established properties, 13 more than the second quarter of 2019. We closed the quarter with 17,289 rooms, a 0.4% increase compared to last year's comparable period. At the chain level, our ADR decreased 11.4% to 896 pesos, while RevPAR decreased 81.9%, closing the quarter at 107 pesos as a result of the pandemic. Revenues totaled 147 million pesos, an 81.7% decrease year on year. Total costs decreased 37.4% year on year to 415 million pesos as we focused on decreasing our break-even point through negotiations with our suppliers and agreements with our employees. That brings us to our second quarter adjusted EBITDA, which was negative 144 million pesos. Comprehensive financing costs increased 253 million pesos as we drew down on our revolving facilities to ensure our liquidity through the sanitary emergency. Our financial liabilities increased 21.8% year on year to 6.5 billion pesos. Cash and cash equivalents also increased to 1.4 billion pesos, bringing net debt to 5.1 billion. That puts the net debt to EBITDA at 9.8 times. As Luis said, we believe the worst phase of the sanitary emergency is behind us, and we will therefore expect this metric will improve in coming quarters as our EBITDA generation bounces back as we are back past our break-even point. Our net loss for the quarter was 523 million because of all the aforementioned trends combined. In summary, this quarter was clearly severely impacted by the demand trends from social distancing measures. We expect things will improve slowly but surely in coming quarters. We will remain disciplined with our investments and continue to work on different fronts to maintain our balance sheet liquidity. But we feel comfortable that we have the ability to face all our obligations where we stand. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
Thank you. At this time, we will be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. And our first question is from Eduardo Alvisuri from GBM. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my question. I have a question regarding the long-term trend. Do you fear the pandemic creates a shift in long-term trends towards the business traveler? I mean, there have been many substitutes surging this last few months regarding the business traveler. Conference calls and other resources may substitute this traveling for business.
Thank you for your question. I think it's a crucial one, and it's in the heads of most of the industry specialists. I definitely believe that changes will be made, and changes will for the long term. There are short-term changes and then long-term permanent kind of aspects into the industry. What I would say in this regard is that you have to classify, you have to segregate which kind of customer or traveler, business traveler you're talking to. I would say that in the high-end properties, especially corporate, that can't control their time because they are in higher positions in the corporate world, as well as some working groups, medium size and small, would probably reduce the volume in the longer term, because these persons control their trips and they can do and perform their normal tasks through video conferencing. However, there is another portion of the workforce that it's called somewhat closer to the warrior of the industry or the business traveler. And those are the guys that definitely have to go and visit physically the plants, do sales efforts, as well as maintenance, audits, and the like. So you would have to really get into segmenting when you speak about the business traveler. However, you see City Express normally for the segment that we are directed and for the kind of rate in the rate level in which we are. We definitely believe that some portion of the market, a smaller portion, would probably forego the traveling, but most of them, which are the warriors of this world, will continue to travel in the short term, as we are looking and seeing and feeling, as well as in the long term. So we are we're not necessarily worried about a material shift in the travelers for these kind of segments.
Great, thank you. And just a quick follow-up. How have you seen occupancy rates during the month of July? I mean, you have reopened some hotels.
We have felt a slight increase. We continue with a positive trend during July.
Great. Thank you.
And again, if you have any questions, you may press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from Froylan Mendez from J.P. Morgan. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, guys. Thank you very much for taking my question. I have two questions, if I may. So, Luis, any particular corridor or segment that you would be willing to reduce your exposure? And secondly, ADR declines have definitely been larger in other countries and even versus your own peers here in Mexico during the pandemic impacted quarter, that is basically the second quarter and mainly April. But given the limited occupancy during the quarter, should we see additional pressure on ADR in the coming quarters now that you have a larger base of hotels, especially the urban hotels?
No. In fact, the reason why we have lower is that we have in the mix of the sales mix for this quarter, we have an amount of City Express Juniors, which naturally have a lower rate. So it's not a matter of pressure in the rate. It's just that the mix of products that we sold was more on the lower end of the rate scale. And in addition, we service the several communities supplying or permitting to receive guests from the medical staff. And and we were helping the staff and the communities to receive those doctors and at a lower rate in the City Expresses Junior. So it was more of the kind of demand that you generated and the support we wanted to give to the communities. Now, once our product of more urban hotels start to reopen, you'll find the City Expresses Plus running the better rate. Now, this is not a market. That is our perception. And an 11% reduction versus the competition, I guess it's a very small amount compared to what the rest are doing. We believe that this is a market in which people are buying value and service, not necessarily rate. The people that have to travel under these circumstances are not paying attention to rate. They are paying attention to the perception of risk by staying in your property. And in this case, we have done a magnificent work by having one of the best, if not the best, protocols installed in all the properties. And this was also possible because we did not close all our properties during the year, during this period. We remained open in most of them, operating at minimum capacity, but at least we were able to train and introduce all these protocols seamless as we were going along through the crisis. Now, in regards to the first question, whether we are going to reduce some presence in certain markets, it's a difficult one to answer at this point in time. It's difficult to forecast what's going to really happen with certain portions or certain regions, especially when you have a light system which comes back and forth. So I would be more comfortable to answer you to that question in the coming quarters, not now.
Okay, and if I may follow up, please. So to understand correctly, so you're not really foreseeing any, let's say, pressure, fundamental pressure on ADRs coming from this situation. I mean, if we would just take a look at a same one hotel that was closed during the pandemic and will be reopened after the pandemic, despite it's a junior or whatever type of kind of hotel. So you don't see ADRs coming down despite the pressure on occupancies on a same store, let's say, basis?
You have to understand that we're operating on a daily basis. There is nothing written in this book today that could provide you with an assurance that things would not change in the near term. But at this point in time, it's been more of the product mix, the reduction in rate, than really a pressure in the market for a reduction of rate. Now, as hotels of other chains start to reopen, well, they would probably start setting the pace, and probably there might be some rule changes in competition if they start reducing the rate. But at this point in time, demand, the people that are traveling are not necessarily looking for a reduction in rate. They're looking for value of the product that they are receiving.
Understood. Thank you so much, Luis.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Luis Barrios for any closing remarks.
Okay. I would like to end this call by reiterating that we are well positioned on what lies ahead. We are very proud of our team, as thanks to them, we are in a good place to bounce back from this pandemic. We look forward to talking to you in our next earnings call. And as usual, please feel free to reach out if you have any questions or comments in the meantime. More than happy to hear from you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining. You may now disconnect your lines. Have a good day.